I'll click it on mine. Hey, Miano, folks, we are live
here at Studio D.
Tonight in studio, we got Maniac, who has a big haircut coming tomorrow.
Big.
The fans have been asking for it.
We got Topher and Producer Burrs. We got a ton to talk about tonight. 4th of July, big weekend. Brian Gianta, Trainwreck Sports, we broke the story first. First week of Uber. Craziest non-sport injuries, jerseys burned, and GM Smokey. We have breaking news about him. Tonight's show sponsored by Rock Bottom. Why? Goose Bombers 2-for-1, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's go.
Thank you, Producer Burrs. Maniac, Topher, how was the 4th of July for you guys?
It was just classic. Ate a lot of cheeseburgers, defiled my body.
What was that game you were playing?
Oh, beer darts, beer darts.
No, I've never seen that.
It's incredible, life-changing. Played it for like 8 hours one day. It was just amazing, life-changing.
Mickey Rats, the final season.
This is it, huh? Apparently, I didn't know when I went that this is the final frontier for Mickey Rats. They're gonna be done after this year.
Yeah, that's what she. According to
needless to say, we went out on top. Oh man, there were a lot of blacked out patrons at the Rats this week. I mean, absolute snack sales were at an all time high. I heard so. Needless to say, it was top scores across the board for July 4th. Even with the day drinking factored in.
Gotta ask you, what was the craziest thing you saw at Mickey Rats?
Oh, man, it was probably some girl getting thrown out just yelling, like, that she'd been there. Like, she went on a huge rant for about 45 seconds about how she had always been there on Memorial Day, and she couldn't be thrown out. Like, you know, like, she had been there the last 5 Memorial Days.
Did she say Memorial
Day? Yeah, and they let her just keep going on, and then they're like, well, what about July 4th? Because you just got kicked out, and then that was that.
It's funny you say that because, Topher, you know what we do.
Yep.
On the major holidays, we look for the people tweeting Happy Memorial Day, Happy Labor Day on the different holidays.
Pulling a Steve Harvey.
Just, like, what are they saying? You look on Twitter on July 4th, there's thousands of Happy Labor Day tweets.
People are lost. People will say it's the 4th of July when it's not the 4th of July. And it literally describes where it is on the calendar. So it's just... One of the best things you'll ever see mistaken on Twitter.
I'm pretty sure, what was it? I think it was last Memorial Day, we saw a Happy Labor Day tweet from a Division I university. Kid must have been fired. It was like Western Carolina
expelled,
or something.
Expelled, gone. Fired.
Blue check mark and everything.
WCU.
Okay.
Blue check mark.
No, I'm not joking. We saw the check mark. The kids got to be
done. Blue check mark and everything. I'm with you.
So let's talk about the 4th of July. The funny thing is, if you missed the fireworks, you really didn't miss anything. You could immediately go to Instagram, see thousands of boomerangs, stories, whatever you want. I think fireworks are extremely overrated.
Well, boomerang ruined fireworks for me. I couldn't pinpoint what it was this year that made me so mad about fireworks. Like, on paper, they're great. You're looking at a big city from a bay, and they're blowing off millions of dollars. It looks incredible. Even if you're in a small town... You know, you're blowing off a firecracker in your hand. You're listening to some Heartland rock in the background. Like, on paper, fireworks are incredible. But then this year, I was like, what the hell is... What am I getting so upset about? And, of course, it was boomerang. It was boomerang. You just... Everyone was just throwing up the same red firework going off. And I realized, you know, in fireworks, they used to be this cool black market industry. You used to have to drive to PA to get them.
Yep.
And now I just realized they're the bag men for Zuckerberg. So... They're one of the many bag men.
Just another thing that boomerang affects negatively fireworks. I mean, I couldn't hate the application part. Yeah.
It's sad. It's very sad. I mean, even males are posting legitimate Instagrams of boomerangs, of fireworks. You don't even have to go to the show anymore. Take a look at your story.
It's pretty embarrassing. I mean, why? Why with the fireworks? Unless it's a specifically, like, themed firework. Like, oh, I went to this party and they had, like, sweet Blue Streak themed, like, fireworks with Martin Lawrence and Luke Wilson from his breakout role.
Can't stand it.
Sorry, that was a 90s movie. I know that's before your guys'
time. I'm way too young for that. Can we get into hot dogs and Joey Chestnut? Over under 71. He somehow gets 72. Vegas does it again. Unbelievably, but
well, making 72 these lines, making these lines is so easy for these guys because they have people on the inside. Just like when people are always wondering, like, oh, on the national anthem, how do they get it within like a second? They got people sitting in like the recordings, like, they, and that's, you know, true. They see they're talking to, like, you know, Mother Chestnut and Father Chestnut. Like, how's young Joseph doing with like his dietary like habits? Like, is it more 71? Is it more 72? And like Kobayashi was that was when the lines were hard to get because he didn't even speak English.
Nope.
His workout routine was insane. They couldn't get any details.
He definitely lived in like a fortress too.
Oh yeah. Right. If you ever saw The True Life on Kobayashi, it was like he had like a 10-pack. It was insane.
But get 72. That's like 20,000 calories, 2 kilograms of carbs. The numbers are outrageous. Like, what are his next 24 hours like? Like, when Joey Chestnut's done eating like that, what are the next 24 hours?
He's got to be bedridden for, like, a week.
Like, oh, I can't picture it. It's not even worth calculating. It's just a massive loss across the board.
They might even just wheelchair him off the stage out of Coney Island. Like, I can't picture even moving after that.
What are your guys' take on
that? Well, let's talk about the people that aren't Joey Chestnut. Like, someone was throwing up, like, off camera. Like, you know. Like, yeah. Someone literally was, like, pooping out their face. Like, you know, while this was going on. Like, all these people aren't, like, all-star Hall of Fame eaters like Chestnut and Kobayashi are. I mean, some of these people are. This is their first spot in the limelight. And they fall right on their face.
And they're throwing down, like, maybe 20. Like, getting lucky if they do that.
Yeah.
Just dipping them in water, just...
I probably haven't eaten 20 hot dogs in the last 4 years.
If you guys, real quick, if you had 10 minutes, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat?
Here's the thing. How much of a warning do I have that I have to do the hot dog? Because I'll just starve myself, like, for, like, the pre... Like,
but time out.
Starving's not good.
Your stomach's small.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
you need
small.
A meal. You need a meal before
that. You want to eat like a pasta. You want to eat a big pasta right before
I'm the kind of guy.
So eating a pasta the night before a big food competition, it's like putting your baseball glove beneath your pillow, like, for opening day.
I'm the kind of guy, if I don't eat breakfast, then when I go to lunch, I'm starving, but then you're halfway through the meal and you're fucked.
That's why breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I mean, I never eat breakfast, but...
I don't either.
Yeah, don't take advice from me, but...
Yeah, I think they invented that saying when it became, like, the most commonly missed meal. They're like, guess what? Like, guess how we can, like, start the breakfast hype again? People never miss lunch. People never miss dinner, but they miss breakfast all the time. So let's just... It's like a movie that no one's ever seen. Oh, by the way, you know that breakfast? It's actually the most important meal of the day.
I think the egg industry was getting a little nervous.
Seriously, the egg Illuminati, right?
This is turning into a big conspiracy theory episode.
All right, moving on. Past the 4th of July.
But not
moving on past the 4th of July. Technically, we have.
Baby, can I get you that
Uber?
So first week of Uber, let's talk about it. Instant reactions. What do you guys got to say? How many rides have you taken? What was your most expensive ride?
Love
craziest
it.
Craziest name.
No crazy names. Everyone pretty straightforward. Pretty impressed by how much they're making. The one guy told me he drove 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturday night and made $330. That's pretty solid. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Then the only thing I guess my complaint, well, awesome, from the west side in Buffalo to Clarence Center Four Corners. $25. You're not getting that on Liberty.
That's
$25 for the Four Corners in Clarence?
From West Side Buffalo.
That's at least 60.
Yeah, at least
you're 60. Leaving downtown.
And then the only thing I don't like is that they almost seem like too desperate for the 5-star.
Yeah,
they really want the 5-star.
Yeah.
Like, and I know it sounds like the worst thing to complain about. Like, they're way too, like, Like, I've gotten in one or two, like, where literally I just wanted to, like, look at my phone and do nothing and not talk. And, like, they wanted to talk, like, oh, so how's this going? I'm like, I understand. Like, I got you. I, like, the first thing I told them was, I'm taking care of you. I got you on the 5-star. I got you on, just, if you want to put your Uber driver at ease, just say, like, listen, as long as you don't, like, assault me on the way there, like, I got you on the 5-star.
Yeah, they're all very talkative, for sure. They'll tell you every single ride they've given over the last week. A few of my drivers were taking people to and from the 11-day power play, so supporting a good cause, too.
Okay.
But yeah, very talkative. The only issue I ran into was a little, some growing pains, rookie mistakes. I ordered an XL, and the driver showed up with, like, 3 seats in his car. So I had to get the $10 back from Uber. But I consider that a growing pain. That's not against the driver, Uber. I'll chalk that one up as a rookie mistake.
Okay. I've had, what, 5 rides, I think, so far in Buffalo. Did a ton in Miami. I'm trying to think. The weirdest name of a driver I had so far was Astjad. Astjad. From Diane to Winding, the cottage.
You've been pivoting their routes, too. Music on Main last week.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go from Music on Main back to Diane.
Right here, like the guy was going to walk him into the house, down the stairs, and throw you right on that couch right there. We had it all set up, and then you run up to me, you're like, Topher, get in the car. I'm like, you're going home. I live right there. And you're like, get in the car. And I, for some reason, listened to you, and you made the guy switch the route from Creekview to my house. I think the ride went from 12:31 to 12:33 a.m., like a minute and a half. And you still got charged for going back to Diane.
The full thing. Full $7 or $8.
So it was
ride.
A nice, and you had to somehow get back here before work the next day. So it was quite the move, but that's just Uber. That's the wild
Uber,
west.
It's
Uber.
It's an experience every which way.
I have not had a bad experience yet. A couple talkative riders or drivers, I mean, which is it's tough, but I'm okay with it. So, can we get into Brian Gianta?
We've been on him for a couple days now.
What?
Where is everyone else? When are they going to join?
We're 4 or 5 days in advance? 4 or 5 days. We have an exclusive inside source that we can't name right now, but Brian Gianta will no longer be a Sabre next year, and I do not know what the Buffalo Sabres are actually waiting for.
They're not waiting for anything. At this point, it's might as well not, you know, run the story. That's the thing that a lot of people are missing there. They keep saying this is a story. Like, they don't want to focus on them like losing their captain and things like that. I mean, it's not a positive story for them. So why even put it out there at all?
Losing their captain, it's gonna be tough to replace them. You don't have many options.
You saw a lot of people when we were discussing losing Gianna as, you know, the news. This was our most consistent player last year.
Yep, third
like,
line.
I really liked his leadership.
Third line
winger.
There are
a lot of Gianta apologists out there.
Rumor has it he's already getting ready to buy a house or go back to Rochester.
No, we can't be doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Back to Crapchester.
All right, tucked. Yeah, no, we're not real estate guys, so we won't. I don't know if we want to drop that news, but yeah, he's not gonna be back with the Sabres. And
so
it was the Pominville move. I mean, we didn't even have to.
Yeah, the
right. We didn't even have to break that story because everyone already knew what was gonna happen. But we were still the first.
So let's get into next craziest non-sports / off-season injuries. Let's start with Maniac.
Well, a reason that, you know, we talk about this, especially this time of year, besides it being a little bit slow in the Buffalo sports calendar, Jason Pierre-Paul, 2 years ago now, was it? It was 2 years ago.
Blew off a finger.
Blew off multiple fingers, I believe. Like, and remember, like, that was the great thing. My favorite thing about that was that nobody knew exactly what happened when it did. It was essentially, like, there's a report, like, we don't have any confirmed, like, he lost, like, you know, a limb, like, things. People were, like, going nuts. And then, you know, obviously they had that huge offer for him on the table they took up. But my favorite overall, and I say favorite, I mean, obviously I'm glad he's recovered and had a great career, off-season kind of non-sports injury was when Brandon Marshall slipped on a McDonald's bag in his house and it accidentally fell through a glass entertainment system. I mean, if you think about how severe – of an incident that is. Like, slipping on a McDonald's bag so bad that you basically, like, break your forearm and everything going through a glass entertainment system. I mean, that's a heck of a fall.
Looked like him on the end zone at the Ralph last year.
Yep.
Everyone thought he was done.
Yep. I'm going to go with Aaron Boone offseason after the 2003 playoffs, playing pickup basketball, injuring himself. Just going from the high of the high to low of the low. I mean, and just looking at him, that guy has no business playing basketball. And it's not even just a skin tone issue. Like, he just does not look like a basketball player one bit. Aaron Boone.
He doesn't. What's he playing pickup basketball for in the offseason?
He's never held a basketball in his life before that moment, and then he just goes and blows out his knee or whatever he blew out. And all of a sudden, his heroics just mean nothing. And the Red Sox won the next World Series, so it was all for nothing.
Got people chiming in. We got Ben Z, Red Sox loyalist, mentioning one of your favorites, the Greg Bird skiing accident from last year. What happened to Greg Bird this year? Wasn't he supposed to be good this year?
It's another injury plagued season. He's done. He looks like he's done for the year.
Jeez. If only they had some young talent.
So, Syracuse is a joke. Bulls minus 8.5 at the Dome. Maniac left speechless, crying into his Andy Rollins jersey and staring at his useless Syracuse.
You know,
degree.
I'm gonna give credit. Two out of those three do end up being true. I am often crying into my Andy Rollins jersey and staring at my useless Syracuse degree, but I'm not ever left speechless about it. I mean, I always have something to say.
They will never be minus 16.5 at the Dome against UB this year.
Okay.
This is a very talented university at Buffalo roster going into the Dome with no Syracuse students in the house. Exams are over.
This is going to become the biggest.
Wait, are we talking about exams are over, like UB?
Oh, my
like,
God.
When that means that they would actually be in attendance? Or are we talking about exams over, like they're not going to be there? Which way? Are we talking about the UB way or every other school way?
This is easily going to become the biggest train wreck event of the year.
I think it is, and 100% will be courtside. My biggest injury, Kevin Kolb, leading the way for EJ Manuel to start. Slipping on the wet mat before it was, and he hurt his knee. Like what did he do? He sprained it or something, or what exactly did he do?
He slipped on a wet mat
and he's
running
it?
Out of the tunnel, and that was it. That was game over.
So yeah, here comes EJ.
Yeah, here comes EJ. Well, if you remember at the time, it was like here comes Jeff Toole because EJ's actually been injured for like 2.5 months, and it was gonna be Cobb or Toole, and people were. Like, we can start Tool and we'll be fine. And then we started EJ, and EJ got injured. And then we started Tool against, like, the Chiefs. And I think he threw, like, a pick six just to, like, end the game. It was pretty much the worst thing ever. Jeff Tool. Tool time. Like, we actually, like, that's how messed up we are as a fan base. We were embracing, like, Tool time.
We loved it.
We bought all in for that game, so and it was another heartbreaking Chiefs game.
Shitty.
Just ho-hum, another heartbreaking Chiefs game.
15 weeks of filthy air weathers a person at Syracuse. Remember that. So, real quick, Maniac, let's get into Sam Darnold. People think the Jets are tanking for him. Rumor has it now. He's going back to school for another year, maybe two after this. Take on that. I mean, if you're the number one quarterback, how the hell do you go back to school? It's just not happening.
First off, loving seeing the hearts in the chat, guys. Get them out. Love to see
it. Rail the hearts.
Hey, Darnold. A lot of, we're hearing it from the Fox Sports insiders, a lot of unnamed sources. These are your people, clearly, who would be given these types of stories. Oh, he's going to be staying in school. How often do you see this backfire in the athlete's face nowadays? I mean, yeah, it worked out for Andrew Luck, but... Matt Leinart was going to be a surefire, number one overall state, and it hurt him detrimentally. You got Matt Barkley, who was going to be pretty much a surefire number one. He ended up slipping in the third round. When you fall out of the first round, I mean, these teams are less invested. They're going to give you less slack, like an opportunity to take and, give yourself time to prove yourself as an athlete. And I don't think he wants to lose that position and that guaranteed spot within a franchise just to stay one more year and get, a degree? Like, what is he, a mechanical engineer?
Yeah, what the hell is he even studying? But what, as Tuck was saying earlier, what happened with Andrew Luck a few years ago that screwed over the Bills?
He went from, high first-round pick played another year, went to the first overall pick by far. So,
but we missed out.
Of course, yeah, the Bills were the
Cam three. Newton because of it, correct?
Yes.
So, there's no – Darnold's going to go number one. He's not going back to school after it. It's that simple.
We were rumored to get Von Miller. Like, Von Miller was getting
us. I remember that.
And people were like, I do not want Von Miller. I remember everyone saying because we had Aaron Maben shock syndrome, we didn't want another Maben. He had the same measurements as Maben. I remember it being a huge issue.
I would love if Darnold stayed another year, though, because why would we want him? The Jets are going to be one of the worst teams.
I would love it.
They have,
imagine?
A very good shot.
Those teams are, like, quote-unquote tanking. The Jets definitely are.
Get
I don't
him
care
out
what
of our
says.
Division.
The Jets are definitely tanking. They're going to be bottom three guaranteed. But, yeah, it'd be amazing. If they get the number one pick and Darnold stays again,
get him out of our division.
Scenario. Dream world.
Possibly the NFC. And, the Bills aren't going to be – they're not in contention for him. They're going to win, like, six to eight games per usual. So, get him out of our division. I would love if he stayed another year.
Over-under for the Bills now is around in Vegas. Depends on where you go. Six.
I did
six
over,
and a half.
I did over six and a half. Chiefs under nine.
Okay.
That was a low risk.
That's the Buffalo fan favorite.
Wow, Chiefs under nine sounds awesome.
I like that.
It's going to be a wash.
Like they go 9-7, you push.
Exactly.
And they literally have to go 10-6. It's so hard.
They're going to have
And they've gone 10-6 so many years in a row. They're due. They're due.
Tough division, too. Denver's still good. Oakland's going to be great.
Every game's tough.
The Hollywood Chargers.
Oh, they'll be within 3 points every game. They're a covering machine. Yep. Here comes San Diego. So real quick, final topic. I know we had a couple other things. Final thing. The June season ticket holder of the month.
We've got people.
For the Buffalo Bills.
GM Smokey. You want any more proof that we're on Big Buffalo's radar?
Seriously.
You think they're just plucking GM Smokey out of nowhere? You think that wasn't researched and then, how do we get like an askew member of this train that, you know, isn't gonna exactly bring the spotlight but will also draw the attention? When they're pushing for season tickets right now, big time on Twitter.
And they have GM Smokey top story. If you go to the BuffaloBills.com, to the right, first story, season ticket holder of the month.
What an interview. What an article they posted. Just the vintage Bills fan. Like, yeah, his
favorite players, Kyle Williams.
Yep.
Eric Wood. He had a signed Eric Wood official helmet. They mailed it to him. Pretty damn cool. He was on the show. Keep railing
another
those charts.
Another train wreck connection. And, favorite Bills moment was when they went to their first Super Bowl. They beat the Raiders by like 48 points. Just classic. He deserves it. Thank you, GM Smokey,
seriously,
for being a Bills ambassador and a train ambassador.
Sabres run the table.
Beat the Jets in April. Maniac, real quick, before we finish this off, where are you getting your haircut tomorrow?
Probably going to head to Jerry's Barbershop. I mean, you know, it's...
What are you doing to Jesse?
I mean, no, sometimes, you know, this is a lot of hair. Jesse can't handle this volume. I mean, she's a stylist. Don't get me wrong. Best in Western New York. But this is pure volume. And this is, you know, you need someone with decades of experience. Similar to the decades of experience that they have at B&Z Landscaping. Still on their summer 2017 tour. All aboard. Let's keep it, you know, going. Call them today.
And final thing. I know you faded the play immediately.
We had this
kid tweeting us. He's 5-0 in his last five plays.
He
fires in Sale minus 163. So what do you say, Sale night? Or?
He goes, it's Sale minus 163. This is a really good price to get on him.
I mean, that guy literally did just ruin an entire country. On Canada Day, he struck out like 15 Blue Jays batters.
And that's a perfect time to take the plus 1.5 or fade for the money line.
Oh my gosh, it's easy. Just to be clear, covered wire to wire, plus 1.5. It was never even in question.
Perfect. Is that it, Producer Burrs? No Shutterbug? No Shutterbug tonight, folks. Maniac.
Sometimes you need a good flight, how? And then you need a good
night now.